Local Service Podcast. This is going to be episode, I don't know, May 1st of 2024. And what I want to go over today is just some things that I've noticed across the different businesses that we help and talk about the good, the bad, and give some perspective from the agency side on what it is to do marketing and just work with other small businesses here in 2024. So first, let's talk some numbers, right? So I've ran some numbers on who we help. And here's just some basic numbers. So we have 48 clients. We have the majority of them are in Houston. So it looks like we have 24 clients in Houston. And then if we look at all the other ones, we have 20 so that are outside of Houston. So this is, I mentioned this because it gives us a better idea of where we are at. So they're all in the United States. But to add to the detail, right, we have some in Florida, Rhode Island, Arizona, Texas, Colorado, Michigan, Missouri, Hawaii, Minnesota, Nevada, Georgia, and Virginia. And so we got a pretty decent mix of where people are. And then as far as what type of customers we service, I'm just going to call them out here. I have this spreadsheet with all our customers, and I'll go ahead and just say, you know, where everybody is, what kind of people we work with. So we have electricians, mobile detailers, some e-commerce, but we really don't want to do too much with that. A playground for kids type thing. We have roofers. We have a fireplace store, which is interesting, with barbershops, waste management, surplus buying, more stores, but like retail stores, which are, again, few and far between. We have cycling classes. We have, which is a location. We have pressure washing. We have a cookie place. We have a couple concrete ones, actually. We have a laser removal place. We have a mechanic shop, which I'm a really big fan of. We have a towing company. We have lawyers. We have more like construction-based stuff, and that'll be like the gist of it, appliance repair. And so we, you know, it's not that many industries, but they're not that different. And so whenever we get a new customer, we basically do three things, right? We do an analysis as to where they are. We do analysis on what they can do in order to move forward, and then we do those things, right? And so for the most part, whenever we get new customers, they're going to have a website and a Google profile page of sorts. If they don't have a Google profile page, it's like, okay, this is a very new customer that we have to get off the ground. If they do have a Google profile page and it has reviews, even better. If they have a website, even better. If they have a good website, even better. If they are running their own Google ads, even better. If they're actually posting on social media, even better. And so a lot of this comes to where are these clients in their journey. The more that they've done and figured out on their own, the easier it is for us to come and improve on it. If they're starting from scratch, from zero, from never having their website indexed, from never running a Google Ads account, from never getting a Google review, from never posting anything on their social media, it's a lot harder because we're figuring it out for them. And so a general piece of advice is if you can't hire an agency or can't hire any help quite yet, the best thing to do is to actually work on posting and creating marketing material for yourself so that you have something to reference. So like a lot of times we get new customers with a Google Ads account that spent like $10,000, let's say, for example, over the last 2 years. Well, at least we have $10,000 worth of data. And what's so cool too is that when we work with somebody, they'll actually tell us like, damn, like I ran it for 2 years and, you know, it did okay, but we've ran it for 1 month and we can already tell a big difference in the way the campaign is set up, the account is set up, because we're just getting more leads or we're getting better quality leads, or we're actually getting leads instead of like people calling that are for the wrong thing. And so let's talk about that for a little bit. So we recently had a new account that came in and they kept getting terms or leads for things that they didn't do. And this is for an electrician, and the reason they were getting things they didn't want is because they set it up incorrectly. And so I'm just going to review the changes that we made so that we can see how we improved it and why improvements happen. And so here we have the Google Ads account. Of course, you can't see it because it's on audio and it's just my face here if this is on YouTube. But What the way they had it set up was they had a search campaign that also had display partners and search partners, or display ads and search partners. And so whenever you're doing everything, on the Google platform side, it's going to be watered down. Like the numbers are going to be off because you're not getting apples to apples. You're getting apples, oranges, and grapes. And so what you want to do at the very basic level is if you're going to run a search campaign, meaning somebody comes up for, you know, electrician near me, you want to make sure that you're only appearing in the search engine, the Google search engine. You don't want to do search partners because that's going to be other websites that use the search engine. But the question is, why would somebody go to, let's say, AskJeeves.com to look for a solution? That's just weird. It doesn't seem right. And then vice versa, the display option, you don't want to do that because that's a completely different platform. So like your cost per click for a display ad versus a search ad are vastly different. Display is going to be like, let's say a quarter, 25 cents, and a real click is going to be, let's say, $5. So on the top level overview, it's going to give you the average and it's going to, you know, it's just going to be wrong until you like filter it out. So if you're going to do display, do different display campaigns, make it its own campaign so that you can actually see the difference. And so that was one of the big changes we made with the settings. Another thing that we made a big change was they had everything for broad match. That was the match that they were using. But the problem is when you do broad match, it's literally just looking for something that can be related to that term, right? So sometimes it works out, but for the most part, I think it doesn't. And so what the client was reporting was that they were getting a lot of calls for TV repair. And they don't do TV repair, but one of the keywords that they had was electrical repair. And so Google itself thought that, oh, okay, if it's electrical repair, then it has to be really closely related to TV repair. And so they were getting a bunch of phone calls for TV repair, but once again, that was not what they were going for. And so something to easily fix that is to switch everything to phrase match. That way, if that phrase, the phrase has to be the right, electrical repair. Now, if somebody looks up TV electrical repair, yes, the keyword will be triggered. So the next thing we do is we add a negative keyword for the term TV because they don't work with TVs. And anything that you don't work on, you should add that in the very beginning for a Google Ads campaign, for a search campaign, because you already know. So anybody looking for supplies, anybody looking for jobs, anybody who's looking for resume, anybody who's trying to open up their own business in your industry, you should add that as a negative keyword. So you're not going to waste any money on those types of searches. You're only going to use that money on potentially new business. And so that's the whole goal, right? If you have 100% of your budget going to a potential new lead, that's good. If you only have 50% of it going to a potential new lead, then that's bad because the overall, you know, the 50% of that budget is being wasted. And so, you know, that those are some simple changes that you can make in order to better optimize your ads. But there's more, right? So something else that you can do is you can go to the the search terms and see what keywords are actually being used for your ad to be triggered. And so in the search terms, you can just go down the list. So for example, right now I see 142 clicks on my screen. You can go through every single click and make sure that the clicks you're getting are actually things that you want to line up with. So like before you know what you should add as a negative keyword, you'll probably go through the search terms and say, wait a minute, why am I appearing for TV repair? Or why am I coming up for, I don't know, something that you're not, right? fan repair. Like, for example, let's say that's something you don't want to do. So this will give you a clue as to whether you should add it as a negative keyword or maybe even add it as a keyword. And so if you, I mean, it's going to take some time, right? It's kind of tedious. But if you go through all your keywords and then you notice that, you know, half of the clicks you got are negative keywords, like they shouldn't have came up, that means your campaign is going in the wrong direction. Like it's optimized for the wrong thing. And speaking of optimized, this is why, maximized conversions can be difficult sometimes because it can optimize for the wrong thing. Currently, there is nothing set up on this client's website for it to properly track conversions, in my opinion. You know, Google has their own self-hosted conversions, but I don't think they clearly optimize for the wrong thing. And so making sure that you have the form submission as a conversion and a click-to-call as a conversion, as well as the call from ad, of course, that one is legit, is important because then you're optimizing for the wrong thing or the keyword is over-optimized, right? So the keyword for TV repair was super optimized. It might be the most converted thing in their account, yet that's not even anything they do. So like, that's actually not true. It is not a good conversion. In fact, it's the completely wrong type of conversion. And if you let Google spend its money and spend your money and allow it to optimize for things it thinks you would want to do, then that is a bad idea. And so it, in addition to that, you know, you can have some more adjustments here. So one of the things that the customer was saying was that they are getting jobs from it, but they're more of the keep us busy jobs, right? Like, yes, they make some money from it, but it's not really going to make a big, huge difference in their overall revenue because it's a bit of a, the margins are too close, right? But it pays everybody, you know, everybody can get their paycheck, you know, people can pay their bills, but as a business, it's not really making them money. And so my suggestion is to have a, what I call a high frequency campaign. So stuff that people are always looking for. And then a high ticket campaign where it's something that's not as common. It's definitely going to cost more money on a cost per click basis. But if you do get a customer for this, it's going to be like, okay, this is a good deal for us to have. And so the way I kind of lay it out is two campaigns. One, the keywords focus more on the general. And then one campaign focus more on the high ticket item. So this can go across the board. It could be for detailers. It could be for electricians. It could be for construction. It could be for, you know, mechanic shops. It could be for waste services. It could be like literally anything, right? If I did it for my own agency, I would say kind of more of a packaged service would be tailored to, like, I don't know, higher end services. And then I can have more general stuff like just digital marketing. And so setting up that campaign is going to allow you to kind of try both. Only thing with this is you do need to have your own, you have to have a decent budget because you can't split $500 between a high frequency and a high ticket one because there's not enough dollars. You'll have to either choose one or the other. And if you had to choose one, I would choose the the high frequency one because, you know, you can get 10 leads for that in a month, or for the high ticket one, you might just get one. So what are you going to do the rest of the time? And then it might not even close. And so That is like a very, I wouldn't say major audit and change, but it kind of is, especially if you don't know what you're doing. So check your campaigns, make sure that you have that, make sure that you're targeting the right area, make sure you have the right match types, make sure you have the right settings on there. And, you know, with these changes that we did, it should do a lot better than what it was before, like hands down. And not to mention, they were actually running a smart campaign, which is like the most shotgun approach to Google Ads, and it's really not the best idea. And so what I, you know, after they like agreed to come on board, I immediately shut it off and moved it to the search campaign because that is a more direct lead. Sure, the smart campaign every now and then is going to get you a good call, but it's going to give you like 17 bad ones. Just because it's just so broad. It's more broad than broad match. And so I really wouldn't do it unless you want to spend like a very small amount, like, you know, $5 a day, and you don't know how to do Google Ads at all, you know, fine. I would say it's better to market than to not market, but at some point you need to make adjustments. And so on the topic of Google Ads, that was a one for local services, but one that I did for our business, so Symphony Advertising at symphonyadvertising.com, is I've been running ads now for a couple of months. They're very specific to the type of businesses that we work with. So super straightforward. I created a campaign that says, you know, digital marketing agency 4. And then if they click it, they go to a landing page that's specific for that. And I think we've gotten like 3 leads from it and 2 of them have closed. But what's really cool about this is one was for sure like just a new lead straight up. They found us through Google Ads. But another one was somebody who saw us like a year ago and they were doing research because now they were ready to actually find somebody. And because they looked up something like digital marketing agency for X type of business, we came up and they were like, oh, I've actually spoken to these people before. Let me just call them and see if, you know, get a reminder of what they do and where they do it. And I'll just go with them because we already built some trust with them. And so, you know, that's another, depending on your industry, depending on your business, it's Google Ads also acts as a connector. Like, for example, if you ate somewhere that was good and you can't really remember where, you know, where, what it was called, you might just look up, you know, restaurants near X street and then you'll find it through there. But if you're not running ads or having a Google profile page there or having a website there, then you're not even going to be on part of the list of potentially being found as a reactivation is what I call it. So I have that set up. And then I have a performance max campaign, which is a new one, on for ourselves. And the reason I'm doing this one is because I don't know how well it works. Some customers, when we run them, they have a better, they have better performance than what we, because we usually start with a search campaign. But with Performance Max, it's kind of more, Performance Max includes Google search campaigns, display, what they call discovery ads, YouTube, and Gmail ads. So it's like all the platforms in one, and it's just going to pick where it thinks it's best. And so, you know, a lot of times you're going to get a way lower cost per click. You're going to get more impressions, clicks, but you know, you don't really know. There's no like, it doesn't tell you what it was that they clicked or where they clicked. It's just a black box that shows you the top level information, and that's it. And so it's always going to maximize for conversions. But I just started it for this month in May. And so we've spent now $6 because they launched yesterday, 22 clicks, 136 impressions. And, you know, no conversions yet, but I don't really expect them. We don't have a big budget. In total, we're spending, I think, $500 a day on ads. 500 times 30 is 1,500. 16. We're doing 16 a day times 30, which is 480. I used to have the $16 just going on the search ads, but now I want to test it like this. And in addition to this, we're running $250 on Facebook ads. Well, Meta ads, so both Facebook and Instagram. And what I'm doing there is we post one video per day on all our social media channels. And so I'm just going to boost some of them. Well, I'm going to put them on Ads Manager. We're targeting small business owners in Houston, actually. And, you know, we're going to see what we get through there. So in total, our whole budget is only $750. But we do a lot of organic, and we have a pretty good deal flow as far as like even if we didn't run ads, we get a decent amount of leads. But I am trying to take the next step in our business, because even though we're doing good from a, you know, monthly revenue perspective and a results perspective for our clients, we're kind of stuck. The last, like, I don't know, 6 months, we've been kind of here, you know. And I think from an internal standpoint, like, our team's gotten better. We've gotten a little more of the kinks figured out as far as like, you know, what is the process for this? What is the process for that? Now that we have a full-time employee. But, you know, at some point you feel that you must keep moving forward. And so that is what I am looking for. Some other thoughts just on my own business is which go hand in hand, right? Like, what I can do for my business is something that any local service can do for their business, is being on podcasts. So I was actually on a live podcast like 3 weeks ago, and I'm still waiting for the video footage so I can use it for social media. But anytime you can be put in front of anybody with an audience, whether it's 5 people or 50 people or 500 people, I think it's good. And so I've always tried to be better at that, but it's hard, right? Like, you got to find people with a podcast, you got to find people who are interested in talking to you, and then you got to schedule it. And so it's not the easiest thing to do, but I've been on that one. I've been on a couple mobile detailing ones, and then I am actively trying to use mine. And then also I am working on being on another one that they found me on TikTok. So I'm hoping that I can be on that one, not just for lead generation. It's more about your reputation. Like if you knew somebody, let's go with a very basic example. If you know somebody who went to an Ivy League school, they might not be smart, they might not be anything worthwhile, but they went to an Ivy League school. And so when you see that person and they're like, hey, you know, I recommend using this software because it's really working for my business, you might say, okay, I'll try that, because based off of that person going to an Ivy League school, they might know something I don't. And so it might be the same with podcasts, right? If I go be on top marketing podcast, top detailing podcast, top local service podcast, then maybe that person isn't my client. That audience isn't my client, but someone knowing that I was on that podcast might be like, oh, okay, well, damn, I mean, they had them on. So it may or may not be a good signal to them. And then vice versa, right? Like, you don't want to be making content on your social media where it's kind of a rude, or it puts you in a bad light, or maybe you show your true colors and it's like, wait a minute, this guy's not as smart as we think. And that's just truth, right? It's like, you actually can't hide from that. You have to got to be truthful. So you can't lie. I mean, you could try to lie, but it'll bite you in the butt. But yeah, that's another strategy I'm working on. So, you know, take those, right? What are some good outlets? You're going to need a Google profile page, get reviews. You're going to need a website with doing local SEO. That's a little bit more technical. I definitely wouldn't do it myself because it takes a lot of time. As in, if you're a business owner doing other types of skills, don't learn it. Just hire it out. Find somebody. If not, leave it alone and work on some of these other ones because they're way more humanized. For example, social media. It takes a very little, like most people know what they're doing. Most people know how to help in their own industry. It's just about how do you tell that story easily, right? How do you not get so worked up about making a perfect post and more about posting frequently and seeing and reiterating to improve it every time. There's your Google Ads. I mean, if you can get a good Google Ads campaign, it really does help. Performance Max is good if you have the budget. Display ads are good if you have the budget. YouTube ads are good if you have the budget. Part of the Performance Max is it does run video. So I did put some of our videos on there that we have on YouTube. And so those are being promoted as well. And then finally, you know, Meta ads or even TikTok ads, but that's a whole different platform. You can, you know, anything you have on social media, just get it seen by more people by putting some dollars behind it. And, you know, for a small business, and when I say small, like localized business, you don't need that much money so that you can amplify your content, right? Like, I'm pretty sure, I'm actually 100% sure that people who know me are going to see my ad on Facebook, Instagram, and even maybe YouTube. And that's going to be a huge difference. Just like if you were driving down the road and you saw a billboard and it had your friend's face on it, you'd be like, oh my God, I know that guy. It's not going to, you know, they might not be the customer, but it's going to lift your brand, your reputation just that much. And it's going to be the same for podcasts, the same for social media. You just want to be in as many places and be good in that place. Meaning you're not coming off as like annoying. You're doing good stuff. Or that your reputation is good. That's kind of what you want to get across. And so this is the Local Service Podcast May 1st episode. I'm definitely trying to do a little bit more of these. Maybe I'll try to get some guests, but I don't know. I'm thinking once a month is like minimum. Twice a month would be best. I really need a... That's sometimes why I think about I should get like an internal marketing person for ourselves, because that's how important it is. You know, even though we are the marketing company, I do marketing, our one employee does marketing. Like, we don't do it for ourselves. And it's like, I mean, we do, to be honest. Like, we actually do a lot of marketing compared to most companies, but... Like, you know, when you see what you can do to improve and you don't do them, it kind of bugs me. So we'll see. Thanks for tuning in. SymphonyAdvertising.com. If you have any questions, goodbye.